بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد Respected علماء الكرام elders, beloved brothers in Islam As we are aware, we have drawn almost to the end of the Mubarak and blessed month of Ramadan. One important aspect is that we find that there are certain a'mal which we find in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that are specific to this time of the year. It's very unfortunate, my respected brothers, that many of us, when it comes to our deen and shariat, this mindset that we are supposed to constantly be learning. Like our Akabirin say, Deen seekhne se aate hai. Deen has to be learned. When it comes to our livelihood and other aspects of life, no one seems to have a problem with this. Someone wants to swim, he knows I have to learn how to swim, otherwise I'm going to drown. You want to drive, go for learning lessons. Get your learner's license, then get your driver's license. It's very, very sad to note that with many of us, illa mashallah, somebody is 40, 50 years of age, you ask him, bhai, how many farz in ghusl? And the sad reality is that illa mashallah, he'll be staring at you, wondering what that question actually means. The reason this situation arises is that, like I mentioned, we have this mindset that deen is just there and we'll practice to whatever extent, whatever we acquired when we were in madrasa or in maktab. For many of us, illa mashallah, from then till we go to the qabr, the door to learning deen closes. And this is indeed very, very unfortunate, and it is a great loss. If you look at the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how much Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged that all the time we should be learning. Sahaba say, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us du'a-i qunut. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would actually teach the Sahaba. إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ مُعَلِّمًا He said, Allah sent me as a teacher. So it's very, very important, my respected brothers, that we must come out of this mindset that what I learnt in maktab or madrasa, that is sufficient and I can carry on for the rest of my life. No. Deen مِنَ الْمَهْدِ إِلَى اللَّهِ Learning is literally from the cradle to the grave. Learn one masla of deen, one masla. Mafhum of the hadith, you will get the reward of 100 rakats of nafil salah. Learn one chapter of deen, you get the reward of 1,000 rakats of nafil salah. So particularly our brothers that are in itikaf, we spend this 9 or 10 days in the environment of the masjid, mashallah, a lot of tilawat of Quran, zikrullah, etc. And other brothers also were spending time in the environment of the masjid. To some extent, alhamdulillah, when our jamaats go out in the path of Allah Ta'ala, I remember in those days, in the early 90s, they used to sell little dua kitabs on the streets outside Raiwin Markaz, Nizamuddin Markaz. And the brothers used to buy them, keep them in the pocket during their entire tashkil, every day learning some new dua, learning some new hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But even in our jamaat circles, unfortunately, many of us get stuck. In the beginning, mashallah, there is the shock, and afterwards, mashallah, I'm an old worker. So it means I no more have to learn. Shi'ar, a sign of a Muslim, of a true believer, is that all the time there should be this shock and talab to learn. Deen seekhne se aate hai. Deen comes through learning. So don't have this mindset, I'm 40 or 50 or 60, I no more have to learn. Every day have this desire. Like you got the cell phone in the pocket, mashallah, the day you forgot the cell phone, the brain don't work. In the same way, have one dua kitab in the pocket. Have your tasbih with you. This is very, very important. Nevertheless, that's a separate topic on itself, and it wasn't my intention to actually go into that now, because time is limited. But like I said, there are certain aspects that are unique to this time of the year. So by way of muzakara, we will just revisit a few of the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam pertaining to that. One very briefly is the discharging of Sadaqatul Fitr. I'm not going to go into the masail of Sadaqatul Fitr because that will take too much time. But just by way of reminder, an Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma qal, farada Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam Sadaqatul Fitr tuhratan lissa'im min al-lahwi wal-rafath wa tu'matan lil-masakin faman addaha qabla salati fahiya zakatun maqboola. وَمَنْ أَدَّاهَا بَعْدَ الصَّلَاةِ فَهِيَ صَدَقَةٌ مِّنَ الصَّدَقَةِ رَوَاهُ أَبُو دَاوُدَ وَابْنُ مَاجَةَ وَالْحَاكِمُ وَقَالَ صَحِيحٌ عَلَى شَرْطِ الْبُخَارِيِ. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made compulsory upon us the discharging of Sadaqatul Fitr. So as we know, even in the Hanafi Mazhab and all the other Mazahib also, Sadaqatul Fitr is compulsory. It has to be discharged. Those who own the nisab of zakat, they will have to discharge their sadaqatul fitr. The idea or the psychology behind it, a day of Eid is a day of happiness. So share the happiness. Let the poor, the disadvantaged, also enjoy the day of Eid. We have in the pamphlets, we'll see from the jamiat, etc., the Sadaqatul Fitr amount that is established. Generally we find they base it on wheat. However, there are ahadith where that, because obviously it works by a certain weight or measure. So there are ahadith where we find the Sadaqatul Fitr can be established from the weight of dates or what we call kishmish or raisins. And even in dates also, you get different qualities. Ajwa is more expensive. So nothing stops us. For example, this year is 28 rand. Nothing stops us from basing it on any of these other commodities and give 40 or 50 rand. If Allah Ta'ala has given you sufficient wealth, then we should open our hearts. There's only one time in the year that you can give Sadaqatul Fitr, and that is now. And generally, this is an overriding principle of Shariat. That any amal that is unique to a specific time of the year takes precedence and it carries the greatest reward at that time. So open your hearts and try and give as much Sadaqatul Fitr as possible. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this hadith, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu narrates the benefits. One, it is a purification for the fasting person. All the mistakes that we make in our fasting, etc., this is a form of cleansing that. From what? مِنَ اللَّغْوِ وَالرَّفَثِ. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that fasting is not abstention from food and drink. لَيْسَ الصِّيَامُ عَنِ الطَّعَامِ وَالشَّرَابِ. إِنَّمَا الصِّيَامُ مِنَ اللَّغْوِ وَالرَّفَثِ. لَغْو, one explanation ulama give of it, الْكَلَامُ الَّذِي لَا فَائِدَةَ فِيهِ. That speech in which there was no benefit. Fasting person is not supposed to engage in such speech. The tongue also has to fast. Rafath, they say, al-fuhsh fil-qawl wal-bidha'ata fi. To use language of sexual innuendo, harsh speech, swearing words, etc. All this we are supposed to have abstained from. Not only Ramadan is the training, but outside Ramadan also. So Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if we made mistakes, we are insan, we are weak, the Sadaqatul Fitr, inshallah, will be used as an expiation, a purification process for that. And Tu'matan lil Masakin, it's a form of feeding the poor. Identify with the plight of the poor. A Muslim is not an insulated individual. A Muslim feels the pain and the suffering of those around him. In fact, of the entire Muslim ummah. What is going on in Palestine, what is going on in Syria, what is going on in other parts of the world. Tomorrow is the day of Eid. We are happy with our families. MashaAllah, we make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. But don't forget the plight of our suffering brothers and sisters throughout the entire world. فَمَنْ أَدَّاهَا قَبْلَ الصَّلَاةِ The actual time for Sadaqatul Fitr is also mentioned in this hadith. Before the Eid Salah, this should be discharged. In fact, we are encouraged well before, so that the funds reach the poor in time for them to actually enjoy the day of Eid. So, فَمَنْ أَدَّاهَا قَبْلَ الصَّلَاةِ فَهِيَ زَكَاةٌ مَقْبُولَةٌ If it is discharged before the Eid Salah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said it is an accepted zakat. Form of zakat it is. And if for whatever reason you are unable to discharge it before the Eid Salah, then too it still has to be discharged. But obviously the reward will have diminished. فَهِيَ صَدَقَةٌ مِّنَ الصَّدَقَةِ Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says it is just one form of charity that you gave like any other form of charity. It is special if it is done well in advance before the Eid Salah. Because of these benefits, one particularly, تُعْمَةً لِلْمَسَاكِينَ So that it is a form of comfort for the poor on the day of Eid. وَنْ جَرِيرٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ عَنْهُ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ صَوْمُ شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ مُعَلَّقٌ بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَا يُرْفَعُ إِلَّا بِزَكَاةِ الْفِطْرِ رواه أبو حفص بن شاهين في فضائل رمضان وقال حديث غريب جيد الإسناد جرير رضي الله تعالى narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said the fast of the month of Ramadan kaan khol kar sun lena listen very very attentively to this and I'm digressing Like we are told, the dua of the night of even Laylatul Qadr, of the night of Qadr, the dua of the very, very great auspicious nights, the most auspicious night in the year is Laylatul Qadr. These Mubarak occasions, the dua that you make remains suspended. In other words, like we have in legalese, they say matter pending. The dua remains suspended, it's pending, if we are mubtala and involved in four types of sins. One is mudminu khamar. You are hooked on some sort of intoxication. Literally, liquor is mentioned in the hadith, but it refers to being on some form of intoxication which is haram and prohibited. Aqul li walidayhi. This word aq. Aq means you have, like we say in Urdu, mein cheer kar diya. You've totally broken the hearts of your parents. Third category, qati'u rahim. The one who has severed family ties. Family ties have broken down. Some cousin, some brother, some relative. There's hatred, there's enmity. Ties have broken down. And the fourth category, which is found in a hadith that we are warned about, is that person who harbors rancor. Rancor, in other words, enmity, hatred, jealousy in the heart against his fellow Muslim. These are very, very serious things that are taken very seriously in the light of Sharia. The dua of the night of Qadr is suspended if we are involved in these things. Very, very important. Like I said, I'm digressing. If we haven't, the day of Eid is coming, Ramadan is coming to an end. Like Rasulullah s.a.w. said about Ramadan, إِذَا لَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ فَمَتَى If in Ramadan you are not going to get forgiven, then when are you actually intending to get forgiven? Now, this type of address is what? Forgiven or not, that's in Allah's hands. But why is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying that? In other words, don't delay. If family ties have broken down and Ramadan is getting finished and still you're doing nothing about it, you are a source of dukh and pain to your parents, Someone sent me one anecdote. One of the great akabirin was approached and told by someone that, Hazrat, I'm pareshani, problems, I got this difficulty, that difficulty, my life is not coming right. So he asked one question. What is the question? Are your parents happy with you? Are your parents happy with you? So he said, begrudgingly and reluctantly, he said, no. I'm a source of dukkh and pain to my parents. So the response was told to this person. What was the response? Go and gather all the awliya of the world. Gather all the awliya of the world and put them into the service of making dua for you. Your problems are never coming right. Sort your affair out with your parents. Make sure they are happy with you. And if they passed away, make isale sawab for them. So the point, my respected, إِذَا لَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ فَمَتَىٰ. If in Ramadan you're not going to do it, then when are you going to do it? If you're in i'tikaf and you're not going to do it, then when are you going to do it? What are you waiting for? Hilal of Eid is already on us. What are you waiting for? This is the question we have to ask ourselves, especially in these issues. Family ties, relationship with your parents, disunity. Today, we are living in such a toxic and an acidic environment, it's shocking. Everyone has got something in his heart against the next one. We want to sort the next person out. Allahu Akbar, my respected brothers, keep this heart clean. For Allah's sake, let it go. Let there be jor, let there be muhabbat. We are not here to name and shame others and look for weaknesses in others. Worry about your own weaknesses. Very, very important. This is actually the cleansing of Ramadan. And if we haven't made our minds up so far as these things are concerned, then Allah forgive us, we haven't understood the reality of Ramadan. So it's very, very important that you still got this little chance. Many may have thought it's Qiyamah that the moon didn't get sighted. It's actually Allah's mercy. You got one more chance now. So you maximize the potential. Use that chance or opportunity that Allah Ta'ala has given. Nevertheless, to complete this riwayat, we've already run out of time. It wasn't my intention to have any other majlis before the Eid Salah, but we'll see if Allah gives himmat, maybe tonight after Isha Salah, the other a'mal that are pertinent to the night of Eid and to the day of Eid also, in the month of Shawwal, maybe inshallah those ahadith can be discussed. But to complete this hadith, great warning Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us in this hadith. Jarir radiallahu ta'ala says that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Sawmu shahri Ramadan mu'allaqum bayna as-samai wal-ard." The fasting of the month of Ramadan will be suspended, in other words, pending between the heavens and the earth. Wala yurfa, it does not rise up, doesn't reach the heavens, illa bi zakatil fitr, unless the sadaqatul fitr on those upon whom it is compulsory is discharged. Finally, like I said, ye deen seekhne se aate hai. Bhai, this deen has to be learned. Come out of this mindset that, mashallah, what I learned in madrasa, that's sufficient till the qabr now. Let us every day try and learn. Tonight is the night of the new Islamic month. Sunset, the month of Shawwal will begin. So, we learn the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would learn the following dua when the new month or new year would begin. Allahumma adkhilhu alayna bil amni wal iman was salamati wal islam wa ridwan min ar rahman wa jiwar min ash shaitan. If you can't learn it, find the dua, write it down, keep it on a page, and try and inshallah at the same time of sunset you'll get this chance. The next chance to read this dua is only after 1 month. What is the dua? And how beautiful, what jewels, what pearls we learn. Sahaba acquired from Darbar Risalat, from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. O Allah, let this month enter upon us with security, with iman, with protection, with Islam. Let it be that I spend this month in such a manner that I please Rahman, I please my Allah, and I am protected from shaitan. Allahumma adkhilhu alayna bil amni wal iman wa salamati wal islam wa ridwan min ar-rahman wa jiwar min ash-shaytan. Another dua that is taught or we learn in ahadith. Allahumma hillahu alayna bil yumni wal iman wa salamati wal islam wa tawfiq lima tuhibbu wa tarda rabbi wa rabbuka Allah. This is specific to actually when the hilal is sighted. You make this dua, Allah, let this moon, let this hilal, Allahumma hillahu alayna. Let this moon come upon us with goodness, with iman, with safety, with Islam, and with your tawfiq to do that which pleases you and which you prefer. And then visualizing, we can't actually see the moon, then visualizing the moon, address the moon and say, Rabbi wa Rabbukallah, my Rabb and your Rabb is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the sahaba would give each other dua on the sighting of the new moon. They would say, may be hilal khair wa rushd. Hilal khair wa rushd. May it be a moon of goodness and a moon of guidance and forgiveness for the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi.